That's a tough one for the White House, but perhaps President Obama's biggest high-tech headache at the moment is the sloppy healthcare.gov rollout. Some might blame Canada. That's because one of the subcontractors facing scrutiny for the website's many failings is CGI Federal, a unit of Canada's biggest IT company, the Montreal-based CGI Group. Whatever its role in the Obamacare controversy, we wondered how CGI's model of doing business across borders fits in with Montreal's economy as a whole. Well, turns out high tech and exports have been key to the city's recent economic recovery. I asked Richard Schirmer, a professor of urban and regional development at McGill University, what Montreal's secret is.
I don't think there's just one secret. There's a variety of things that need to be taken into account. But maybe the first thing is that this is not just a recent success. This is something that has been building up over a number of years and, in fact, stretches back quite a long way into Montreal's industrial history. The more recent phenomenon that's been happening is that at least for the last 20 years or so, there's been a concerted effort by the provincial government and also by the city to promote sort of high-tech manufacturing, such as the aeronautical industry, such as pharmaceuticals, but also to promote knowledge-intensive services.
I mean, we've heard, of course, about CGI exporting its services, but do they represent one of many companies right now in Montreal doing the same thing?
Yes, they do represent one of many companies. There's another very large one, SNC-Lavalin, a multinational engineering services firm. And there are many slightly smaller ones who are spanning the globe, both in engineering consulting and also consulting related to mining and other industrial type activities. So we're not necessarily talking about the management consultants, the financial consultants. Those types of jobs are now have gone to Toronto. That occurred really in the 1970s. But Montreal has picked up on this industrial consultancy, the engineering consultants, and they now have a number of large multinationals which are very active throughout the globe.
I mean, we're really talking a city that for the last decade or more has really been focused on innovation. What about having two languages, English and French? Has that helped or hurt innovation in Montreal?
I think in the short term, many people would say that is an impediment because there's a lot of arguments between the Francophones, Anglophones, which language should dominate. It also makes it somewhat more difficult to attract a global workforce. But I think in the longer term, the presence of these two large European cultures at loggerheads creates a tension which on the whole is fairly constructive. People here can't be complacent. They're always confronted with a different point of view. So because there is this tension, I think this does then translate not only into the industries in the city, but also into the city's culture and social innovation. I mean, there's a lot of music is coming out of Montreal right now. And having heard interviews with the musicians and knowing the scene a little bit, at least through my daughters, it's clear that the fact that there is a double culture in Montreal, we always get people coming over from France, people coming up from the States, from the rest of Canada, means that it's a meeting place for the English and the French views of the world, which I think then does translate into a wider approach to innovation, or at least to new ideas, which is quite particular to Montreal.
Right. But now with Obamacare and CGI there in Montreal taking a lot of the heat for the healthcare.gov foul-ups, will Montreal pay a price for this?
I think obviously Montreal's reputation is going to take a bit of a beating. I mean, first of all, because Montreal was off the radar and now it's on the radar. It's not on the radar for a very good reason. I think there's also a downside, though, to what we've been talking about, which is the fact that we do have all this innovation. We do have these service companies which are exporting. We do have some high-tech manufacturing. But nevertheless, the actual real incomes or GDP per capita in Montreal remains very low. So I think there's a downside to what we're talking about as well. But obviously, in terms of Montreal's image, although CGI is maybe not promoting it in a great way right now, I think the underlying argument that there are a lot of global consulting companies operating from Montreal is true. And this does reflect something fundamental about Montreal.
Well, many cities get a second shot, so I wouldn't be too worried.
Okay.
Richard Schirmer, professor of urban and regional development at McGill University. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.